Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy with us for 9 years, Mr. Richard Battalion. Been with us through thick and thin. Y'all with him, pain scale. Okay, well, while we wait for the... Ladies and gentlemen, what a trooper, huh? Doesn't even get to play his own guitar half the time up here. Yeah, he's doing good. Anybody know the difference between a banjo and a trampoline?
No, what?
Okay, a mandolin and a trampoline. You take your shoes off when you jump on a trampoline. Hey, Phil Collins has roadies to come out here and fix his stuff. Give us a break, all right? Know the difference between a banjo and an onion?
What's that, man?
An onion.
Well, you cry when you chop up an onion. Swang, I think this is yours, Sam.
Bela!
I don't get nasty, Bela, you know. Perhaps you have a joke, too, you'd like to share with the class. No?
Come on, some of those wise words of wisdom. What's the difference between a mandolin and a lawnmower?
What's that?
Well, at least the lawnmower has sustain.
Difference between a banjo and a train wreck. Well, you can tune a train wreck. Christmas, isn't it, folks?
Okay, all right. Sam?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's 1,000 mandolins at the bottom of Lake Michigan?
What is that,
Baylor? A start. Thank you.
I'll drink to that. It's a manly thing up here.
Thanks, Ed Snyderly, for filling in up there in the hot seat while Richard was working on this. Are we doing that lips thing?
Yeah.
This is actually part two of the Bigfoot trilogy. And this is the, you've heard the story of Bigfoot, right? This is the second installment in the Bigfoot trilogy. This is the song that poses the musical question, do a Bigfoot have lips? And if so, are they metric? Did I get that right, B? Okay. Rich, I think he has some parts left over. One of my syringes. Never mind. It's an old Glenn Campbell pick. I don't know what the hell it was doing. Yes. This is a tune called Metric Lip.